Crosby, Stills, Nash, Kroger, Mix 96, Katy Perry, Last Friday Night, and Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, kicking things off before that. Good evening, I'm Neil Quigley. Welcome to Monday's show. Hope your weekend was good and your week has started well. Next, how I was inspired by one of those TV award ceremonies to do something a bit different this weekend. More after Nickelback and How You Remind Me of Mix 96. I thought I was pretty clever over the weekend. I couldn't make my friend's son's first birthday party on Saturday afternoon. So inspired by TV and film awards where they record a video if they can't be there in person, I used modern technology to do just that. I recorded a very short birthday video message on my phone and sent it to the mother. It seemed to work quite nicely. They were pleased with it and thought it was a nice gesture. So that is now my new plan for anything that I can't attend. I'll just send a simple video message from my phone. So at least I have, you know, a slight presence at these places, meaning there really is no escape from me now. Even if I can't actually physically be there, I could still be there in video. Did you see Strictly Come Dancing over the weekend? Got a bit feisty on Saturday, didn't it? With dancer James Jordan having a bit of an ongoing row with the judges. Dancers are clearly getting a bit tougher. He was kind of like a cross between Billy Elliot and Billy Elliot's dad from the film, I thought. Quite scary in patches, to be honest. I'm sure they've all, well, shook hands and made up now. I do like Harry and Aliona. They're my favourites, mainly because she is my favourite one of professional dancers. I don't know why, I just sort of taken to her most. And fair play to the band they have and the singers. They are amazing. The different range of songs they have to play and sing is brilliant. And they do it perfectly. Rory Bremner and Erin went last night. They were in the bottom two along with Anton and Nancy. But they survived for another week, much to everyone's surprise, including Anton's, to be fair. His face is a picture when he finds he has to dance another week with Nancy. Rihanna has been recording her new album at hotels around the world using a portable studio on her tour. The new album, Talk That Talk, is due out in November. This is the first single from it. It's Rihanna and Cheers of Mix 96. I sat through the whole of The X Factor on Saturday night. Did you see it? And I'm not sure I saw anyone I actually thought could win it and be successful just yet. And I'm not saying the advert breaks are long, but I managed to do the whole of my washing up for the entire evening during just one of those. Some of the outfits left a lot to be desired too on the night, didn't they? And already the sob stories and tales behind the scenes anarchy are appearing. Now, I don't particularly like Frankie, but I think we can be pretty sure he's not doing anything he's not being told to do. Would he really want to blow his big chance? I don't think so. He's not that much of an idiot. And I've got to confess, I was surprised and impressed by Johnny Robinson this week, mainly because, well, he was dressed normally. I think, though, my only tip to win is Craig. I think he could do it. Sammy got booted out last night after the sing-off with Kitty. And guess what? Yeah, it's a Halloween special X Factor next week. Of course it is.